your neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Professional Board for Optometry and Dispensing Opticians has urged people to be cautious when consuming health-related content on social media and other informal platforms. The board says it's noted a worrying trend of unverified and misleading advice being shared online. Chairperson Yurisa Naidu says practitioners recently alerted her to a video of a South African influencer promoting inaccurate information.
It was talking about a product that was meant to actually improve your vision, and you know, it's like snake's oil, in inverted commas, where it just cures everything. And it is completely untrue. And in that post, she actually had an incorrect picture attached. And it is completely different from what she was saying, in addition to the fact that what she was saying was untrue.
Naidu says unverified health advice poses serious health risks and may affect people's vision. She says in some cases, it can lead to irreversible or life-threatening outcomes. Snyder's reminded people to only seek medical guidance from trained and qualified health professionals.
If somebody is unregistered and they're not qualified to give you medical information, it's almost like being a bogus doctor because you are misleading the public. Some of us have a tendency to think that what we see and hear on social media is the truth because somebody is saying it. But we found that in a lot of cases, this isn't the truth. We have to really be careful about what we believe, test the information, check if the individual who is promoting the product or sharing the information is actually credible.
Public Works has announced plans to build small harbours in neglected coastal towns. Deputy Minister Sihle Sikalala launched the first phase of the initiative in Port Shepstone on the KZN South Coast yesterday. He says most of the country's existing harbours were built before 1994, with many located in the Western Cape. He says the new programme aims to redefine coastal access and unlock economic opportunities for underserved communities.
The proposed small harbour of Port Shepstone is located within a kilometre southeast of the central business district of Port Shepstone, and it's near Orip Plus, a development now of Port Shepstone, which is pre-implementation. The stage of pre-implementation talk to feasibility planning. Then phase two will be about ensuring that we design, construct, and then the last will be operation.
He says Port Edward and Hibernian are among the other sites identified for development. And Canada's Prime Minister has apologised to Donald Trump over an anti-tariff advertisement featuring former US leader Ronald Reagan.
I did apologise to the President. The President was offended by the ad. It's not something I would have done, which is to put in place that advertisement, and so I apologise to him.
Mark Carney was asked about whether he'd spoken to Trump while addressing reporters in South Korea. The ad angered the U.S. president, who announced that he would be hiking tariffs on Canadian goods by an additional 10% and terminated all trade talks. The ad from the Canadian province of Ontario used quotes from a radio address on trade that Reagan delivered in 1987, in which he warned against the ramifications that he said high tariffs on imports could have on the U.S. economy. Another look at our lead story. The Professional Board for Optometry and Dispensing Opticians has urged people to be cautious when consuming health-related content on social media. You've been with the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.